fame. John 12, verse 43 reads, "They love the praise of men more than the praise of God." Fame may be described as the world's praise. In our early days, spent at home or at school, we desire the praise and approval of our parents and teachers, and of our companions also. This is natural and right. And when we feel that we have been working well, it encourages us to do our best. There is no harm in wishing to be spoken well of. Solomon says, "A good name is better than precious ointment," which compound was thought much of in his country. For fame's sake, men have attempted great deeds and encountered many hardships.
Milton wrote, "Fame is the spur that the clear spirit doth raise to scorn delights and live laborious days, the last infirmity of noble minds. But infirmity is weakness, and it is left a tarnish on the reputation of otherwise noble characters." We can read with respect what Lord Campbell wrote of the great judge Lord Mansfield. The motive power of his legal labours was his honest desire worthily to discharge the duties of his office, that he might thereby serve his country and make his own name remembered and honoured. But we may rise still higher above the thought of our own advantage. To do what conscience suggests is right is the only rule that a man can propose to himself as a satisfactory one. Shall it be mine in future days the listening ear to thrill, or far removed from earth's broad ways unnoticed tasks fulfil? It shall be my sufficient praise to do my Father's will.